Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, do you mind? Do you mind if we have just us girls again today? Oh.
Just us teeny tiny teenage girls.
Oh, just two little girls with tight little cunts. Oh.
Teeny tiny teenage slits.
Teeny little slits.
It's so gross.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
That's true. That is true.
I know a lot of men who would find that kind of behavior very appealing.
Sex offenders on death row.
Sex offenders. Hey, what's with them?
Yeah. I mean, not to get dark right away, but I've been keeping up on my French politics a little bit here and there.
Sure.
And
Celine,
well, at least French Canadian. Pedophiles are big time in France. And
really?
Yeah. Sex is a whole different thing in France. We're talking about age of consent. There was this prominent.
Isn't France a lot of 16 and a half year old girls and 45 year old men?
Yes, exactly. But this guy is this guy who is now he's in exile now in Italy somewhere on the Riviera, but he had published something that was openly details vivid accounts of him, sleeping with 8 year old boys in Vietnam.
What?
Or in Thailand or something like that. Yeah, he was just I think he actually even wrote a thing called for the love of pedophile, it's lovely to be a pedophile, something to that effect, where he's just openly, brazenly kind of talking about that, celebrated. And so they're just coming around. And he's had support from very
That's not the guide to modern womanhood.
No.
We would never.
No, we would never. And the whole trying to shift the, and then he was like, he went on, he was in exile because this woman wrote this book about consent. And it's just it's just so crazy. It's so crazy that men in charge, it's just tomfoolery.
Girl.
Shenanigans.
Girl, I've been on Hulu. I've been watching more television.
Okay.
It's time. And I watched a documentary on child brides.
Oh my God.
And how in America, it's extremely common.
Now, what do you mean when you're saying you're a child bride?
Under 18 year old women getting married to older men.
Yeah.
The parents co-sign on it.
Yeah.
It gets basically arranged. Maybe they get knocked up at 14. And then sometimes 13-year-old girls are getting married off in the United States today. Mm-hmm. 13, 14, 15-year-old girls married off, knocked up. Because they also, you might say, when she's 18, she's just going to divorce. At that point, she has no income, no support from her family. Right. She probably already has a kid.
Yeah.
Usually it's an abusive relationship sexually.
God.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy that I was watching the documentary. There's a brigade of ladies who are going state to state and trying to abolish. You shouldn't be able to get married before 18.
I don't think you should. Yeah. I mean, who?
And these women, they're made to feel like it's their only option a lot of times because they get pregnant or whatever.
Yeah.
Can we call it pedophilia? Can we call it what it is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it also depends on country to country because I think it's...
I'm going to take it a step further.
Oh, go ahead. What is it? What?
Stop Googling porn with the word teen in it.
Oh, my God.
Unless you also are like 25 or younger.
Barely legal.
You don't need to be watching 18-year-olds jerking off.
Yeah.
You're 45. You're 45.
What is the... I mean, I get...
Teens and MILF. That's the two most searched things.
Yeah.
Teens and MILF.
Yeah.
Just search MILF. Fuck someone's mom.
You fuck someone's mom.
Have you ever had sex with a dad?
Oh, I've had sex with a grandpa. I absolutely.
Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Nick Nolte? Was it Nick Nolte?
He looked older than Nick Nolte.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was he hot?
I don't know.
Was this the guy whose asshole you licked?
Absolutely. there's been others.
Did you know about the kids? Were you his grandpa's day present?
Yes.
Yeah. Grandpa got you.
Grandpa day.
Yeah.
No, I love an older man. I mean, I love a man who's my age. I like a man who's a little bit younger, but I mean, I'm not trying to fuck a kid.
You heard it here, folks.
I'm not trying to do that. But it's a very interesting discussion with you because in France, there is no law. Like, so for example, if you have sex with somebody underage, it is automatically statutory rape. So it's sexually assault because we have ruled that anybody under 18 is not
able to give consent.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's not the case in France.
That's barely the case here.
Hello. But the age of consent is 16, I think, over there. And they do not, this old French like guard, these old dudes, they are nasty, rotten, and skeezy, and skanky, and nasty. And they're not willing to give up anything. They want to fuck them 3-year-olds.
What's the youngest you've ever been attracted to?
Well, so, okay. Okay, let me answer. Let me ask another question before that. Yeah. What the youngest I've been attracted to, the youngest I felt myself wanting to be sexually involved is very young.
How old young were you?
10.
How old was they?
50. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. To other 10-year-olds or other older men.
Okay, yeah. But I'm saying like you now, as a 38-year-old man, what's the youngest you could hook up with?
I mean...
Could you pop a boner for like a 20-year-old?
Popping a boner, it would be... I mean, having an actual physical encounter. It's not worth the trouble. Like, I don't want to... I
think they'd also be annoying.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like to me, it's almost like dating a child. It's like... I don't want to just have like a non-verbal fling.
I'm not trying to meet guys down at the limited two.
Yeah. No, it's annoying, and they got their own. Yeah, I'm not.
If you'd like to know whether or not the guy is too young for you, there's a very simple list of questions.
What?
How have you recently been to Spencer's Gifts?
What'd you get for Christmas?
Yeah. What did you get for Christmas? Do you still go home and stay with your mom?
Yeah. When's your driver's test?
Your driver's test? Yeah. Have you gotten Botox yet?
Yeah. Yeah. What's the oldest? Is there an age cap?
When I was
19. Wait, what do you mean? You answer the question. Sorry.
When I was 19, I had a four-way. I had a four-way with a guy who was 31. And I thought at the time that was like, whoa.
Crazy. Yeah. What's the youngest now?
That I've been with? I'm 31. I've been with somebody who was like, when I was 30, I probably was like 23, 24.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. I mean, you know how when you get older, like if you look at, say, you know, your cousin's yearbook or something, everybody.
And you jerk off to your cousin's yearbook.
Oh. The faculty page. But it seems like everybody looks younger. Every generation looks younger.
Yeah.
Like I look at my dad's yearbook, they all look like they're 40 in high school.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So,
what's with that?
18 years old now to me looks like they just got out of diapers. They're insanely young.
Or they're looking to get back into
into my diapers.
Into my diaper. Yeah, it's crazy. Just don't fuck kids.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't marry people who are underage. If you're a parent who signs a marriage certificate for your underage daughter, you need to fucking go to hell.
Yeah.
And hell's not even real. So let's go worse. Go to DragCon. Go to a meet and greet. I hope you have to go to a meet and greet and fluorescent lighting.
Yeah. I mean, oh God.
I've talked so but much beauty, shit about yeah, doing drag.
I know
at
you
this
are
point.
Like, I know, you're, they're point, never going to invite you back.
No, at this point, when I do it, fans are going to approach like, you're sorry. Like, I'm so sorry you're going through like this.
Yeah, I know, like you're a victim.
Yeah.
A martyr.
Totally.
But the, you know, why would the youth and beauty, they cannot. You cannot detach the two.
Do you think that's why some of the guys want the very young? Because they covet.
I think it's like, I don't know. It's like biological.
If I can
thing.
Fuck a 23-year-old, does that mean I'm 23? No.
No, I think they're just trying to like find, they're trying to maximize the potential for their seed. They're trying to find a suitable womb.
If you're hot, you're hot. Sometimes if you're hot, you're also young, but not necessarily. Because you could also be old and hot.
What is this accent?
I don't know. What's the oldest? You're 38 now. What's the oldest you could today?
Honestly, there is
the sky's
no
limit.
The limit. Pulse. If there's a pulse.
If there's, and even then,
even
a
then,
weak pulse.
Yeah, warmth still. Fleeting warmth. And a space heater can do a lot.
Oh my God.
So I have to tell you. So I fucked this dude when I was on, in Boca, not Boca, Florida, like a trashy Fort Lauderdale. This guy lived in, he was rich, and he had, on Grindr, I met up with him. He's probably late 50s.
Uh-huh.
Very tan. Old Boca. Jewish guy, very tan.
Older Jewish people love Florida.
Of course, he was very tan. And you could see, like, he had some fat rolls and, like, the creases was, like, white almost. Because you can't, do you know what I mean? Because you can't push it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if you
well, if you can't tan, you can't spread the fat while you tan.
That which does not see the sun shall not receive its gift. Do you know what I mean? So, anyways,
the youngest skin about him is in the creases.
In the creases, it's all about yeah. So, but he was like a nice body type. He was like a thicker, taller guy, late 50s, maybe even 60. Mama, we fucked the house down.
You did.
I climbed on his body like a fucking monkey.
Did he bottom?
Were
you in drag?
Yeah. No, I was a boy. And very, very, very confident.
Did it make you feel young?
It made me feel very confident and comfortable.
Because you were like, at least.
He was very attracted to me.
He's collapsed. He's like, a collapsed awning. And I'm here tight.
No, he was young and tight.
He was spry. He was spry and mobile. And he
walked in
witty.
And he was doing a floor routine. Yeah, he had a ribbon. Yeah.
The
thing that I, and this highlights the why I would, my distaste for like young, we had a fucking witty, he was witty.
Yes.
Conversation was popping.
I'm going to tell everybody here, have sex with old people.
Mary, yes.
We need to normalize having sex with people
who are in death's door.
If you're of age.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how on one hand we're saying don't fuck the young. Yeah. On the other hand, we're saying if you find someone older than you, you better fuck that old man.
Even if you don't like them.
But I love it. It needs to be more like in casual conversation. Hey, what'd you do this weekend? I fucked this old dude. I fucked the wheels right off his walker, bitch.
The tennis balls went up my ass.
Up the at Walker, Texas Ranger. I let him have it. We need to normalize that because old people are hot.
I fucked him twice. I went to his gated community. I had to show 3 forms of ID. I swear to God to get in that fucker.
Visiting hours.
I mean, it was wild how rich people live. That's a whole nother discussion. But then he came to my little flop house hotel the next day because he wanted more of the good. And it was lovely.
Wow.
Yeah. He jumped on me. Then that old bastard climbed up on top of me and he literally used my body. It was.
And you loved it.
I loved it. And I was like, oh, it was so lovely. Great guy. Yeah.
And every time he looked at you, he was like, does that feel good? You're like, does that feel young? Sometimes to feel young, you reach an age where to feel young, you gotta fuck a corpse. Sometimes you gotta fuck a corpse.
Just normalize necrophilia.
Like, fuck. If I could fuck an old guy, it makes me feel like I'm in like an Oil of Olay Regenerist
yes,
commercial.
Totally. You feel like Annie McDowell in 1982.
Yes, I'm Annie McDowell. I'm a racially ambiguous mother looking at the camera and going like, my secret's my secret. You know, like.
Yeah, totally. It was, but it's nice not to like, I'm not Brad Pitt. So like I've had the great fortune.
You're Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Brad Pot. Or like I've had the fortune, I've been fortunate enough to fuck really hot people. But like when.
Brad Pitt. I'm Brad Pitt. And Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Oh, God. Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts. but you know, it's nice not to have to feel self-conscious. And
yeah.
not to be pretentious. I don't mean, it's almost like you're kind of like, you're not throwing them a bone. I mean, literally you are, but like you're not, do you know what I mean? It's not like a pity fuck or a sympathy fuck.
No, it's mutual comfort.
Yeah.
I will say that. The chubbier times of my life, I was more with chubby men.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's because I was trying to like, I wouldn't feel comfortable maybe if somebody was, I've never been with somebody who's like, let's say a personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
And unless I looked like that, I think I would have a really hard time doing it.
Well, let me tell you something. I have been with many guys who have what most people would call perfect bodies.
Yeah. You know what? I just lied.
Okay.
I have been with people like that and it didn't bother me. I think I'm trying to weave a tale.
You're trying to tell.
I'm trying to tell a tale. But the truth is I'm such a slut. I'm such a slut. Anything goes, honey. Oh, ooh, yeah.
Oh my God.
Cause there's a guy in Milwaukee that I've probably been sleeping with since college.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great body then. His body now is bananas.
Oh, really?
Fitness model.
Okay.
And sometimes I think I've been grandfathered in. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I couldn't have picked you this up. I hooked my hooks in sophomore year.
You were the first to invest in that stock.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your shares have just.
Yes. Yeah. I was really thin. I had a full head of hair. I was like, oh, do you remember when I was young? I was so young.
He's like, no. I got to keep fucking this ghoul.
Right. I'm like, I got
board
some
of directors. Is gonna, yeah.
I got some tread left on these tires. Well, you know, I've seen the Real Housewives, but I've been watching a lot of the Real Housewives and I'm interested. I guess I've not seen on reality TV women 50 plus being horny.
Oh, Mary.
Like women 50 plus walking in and talking to guys 20 years younger than them being like, and like turning on the charm and flirting. I love it.
Yeah. And they're getting those fucking pussies dicked.
Well, that's because straight guys like older women.
Of course
women.
They do.
They love it.
I mean, but yeah. And it's still to this day.
Straight guys want old women, fucking 14 year olds. They want one or the other.
I know. Nothing. There's no middle ground.
They want 64. They want 14.
The most unattractive person is a peer because they're both physically and emotionally and intellectually challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was an episode of this fabulous French show called Call My Agent, and Sigourney Weaver was a guest on it. And she was, during her episode, it was like the unfathomability of a 71-year-old woman having a love affair with like a 25-year-old guy. Which the reverse has happened in literature, in film, every...
And real life.
All the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. But it was like, it was there, that was the hurdle. And I was like, first of all, she's 71 and she looks incredible. But like...
Sigourney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, incredible. But that's the thing that happens. It's just not a thing that we want to happen. It's a thing that happens, but it's just not portrayed. Because young guys are fucking older women all the time.
They love it.
Yeah.
Seriously, they love it.
MILFs and GILFs.
MILFs and GILFs. DILFs and more GILFs.
MILFs, GILFs, and GILFs.
Good GILFs.
Great grandmothers I'd like to fuck.
Great grandmothers I'd like to fuck. Yeah, it happens a lot. And something else I noticed in the show they talked about was when you're looking for love or like dating, I'd never seen women have frank conversations about, well, what do you want? Do you want somebody really young and hot who you get along with, or do you want to be comfortable?
Mm.
Meaning like, get the old fatty with all the money.
Yeah.
And I guess that's really discouraged. But what I've learned from watching Real Housewives and a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
If both parties are getting what they want out of the relationship, it's a perfect marriage.
Yeah.
You don't have to go, well, you can go like, well, I wouldn't marry for money. Well, if that's really important to that person.
That's kind of the point of marriage.
They're thrilled.
Yeah, it's kind of the point of marriage.
Yeah, it's changed my relationship with like, I don't know, you and I are somewhat financially comfortable.
Mm.
Would it matter to you if, let's go on a limb here and let's take a break actually before I can process what I'm about to say.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back. Let's imagine in some
science
fruitopia, cornucopia. Fruitopia. In some fruitopia. Kind of fruitopia. Ooh. Science fiction novel. That someone was in love with you. And in this fiction, it's Inception. There's another fiction that you have the self-love to love someone else. Okay. So there's a lot of levels to this hypothesis.
And in the third level.
In the third level, you're not at an inpatient center at the time. Your phone is turned on. We know where you are. You're reachable.
There's a human-ish glow to the face.
Yeah. The skin isn't... Tuna, the color of tuna fish.
Gray
chicken. Yeah. And let's say that you find someone.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's say that you, Katya, financially, I think, I don't want to count your money for you, but you're doing very well.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Would it bother you if it was like, I want to marry this person, or like, I want to be with this person a long time, and they didn't have no money?
Well,
would it bother you?
I was just talking about this. I think it might have been with... Was somebody we were talking to? It might have been Gigi Gorgeous, or somebody else. Or it was.
Nats Getty?
I was talking to a woman. No, it wasn't about Nats. It was about.
Was it about Ann Getty?
It was about the babies, the Ann Getty's babies. No.
Or we should do an Ann Getty calendar
every year. Where we're the babies.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I love that. I can do it on Photoshop. I'll do it this afternoon. It doesn't matter. So blah, blah, blah.
Go on, honey.
You know, you can identify a more important quality. So there's the bank account. Yeah. People can lose that money.
Yeah.
But you can identify a hustle, a motivation, and you know whether someone is on a track to succeed. And that's a more important characteristic than a bank account.
So by succeed, you mean like fulfill the dream of what they're trying to do?
I mean, get some money.
Oh, okay.
Because money's important.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to pay for money for somebody, but I know I will. So that's a trap, you know? But like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if I wouldn't have a problem, say like.
So if he doesn't have money now, but it seems like he might later.
That's a huge, yes. Yes. If I happen to meet someone at a point in their life where they may be like broke, but they're on the way and they have, regardless of me, they have an identifiable motivation, a track. They're going somewhere.
Right.
And whether that means I'm in business school or like I'm in grad, whatever, that's more
important
to me.
They're going to be a doctor.
Yeah. Rather than like, I'm broke and I'm just so hot.
I'm just like an artist.
Oh,
money doesn't matter to me.
Mary, fuck. Oh, no. Also, love is great. Love is love. Marriage is something different.
Yeah.
Marriage
as somebody who spent like 25 years dirt broke.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
No.
No, let me say, I don't want to expose my mom or my family, but I watched a lot of situations where there was one income and the other person, for whatever reason, didn't work, wouldn't work.
It's
not sustainable.
That's a parasitic relationship.
It brings a lot of friction.
Especially with gay. But look, with us.
With gay.
One of the things I always was, sometimes I struggle with being gay, but I was like, thank God I don't have to get married. That was always a part of the gay storyline. That was a relief. You know, it was a relief. So
I want gay people to have the right.
Sure.
But I will probably not participate.
Yeah. It's like, you can shoot your own foot. I'm not going to do it, but go ahead. Or whatever. Wrong metaphor, but you know what I mean.
Well,
Like, people have the right to do whatever. But that's like, Fran Lebowitz, by the way, people have not watched Pretend It's a City. You have to. Have you watched it yet? It's so good. It's so good on Netflix. But Fran Lebowitz talks about that because she was in New York forever and she, a lot of gay friends, and she never would have imagined that to be in the military and to get married were the two like hills that gay people were seeming to, you know, to die on. Like those were the, like what? Those are the two things about being gay that's so great.
I know, I hate to not, I don't want to like say anything that gets me in trouble, but I want people to have the right to get married.
No, no, of course. But it's equality as a concept.
I do not want to participate in this archaic, heterosexual, religion-based,
yeah,
historically,
that you could practice. Also be, you could also be describing the military as well. Absolutely. It's archaic.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, they're not married.
No. Why would they tether their assets? For what purpose?
Oldie Hawn.
Oldie Hawn.
You're Oldie Hawn.
And Kurt Russell. That would be great. We're going over to Brad Pitt's house later.
Brad Pitt. We got Brad Pitt. We got Kurt Russell. And we got Oldie Hawn. And Demi Poor. And Demi Poor coming through.
Demi Poor.
With, and they, with the lunch meat trays. She's got lunch meat trays. No, that's just to me. I want people to have the
Tumor
right.
Tumor Willis,
of course,
is our daughter.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's enough.
Tumor Willis.
That's enough. Okay, sorry. Okay.
I just want people to have the right. But like,
yeah, of course.
I've always thought about it. It's like the door prize of being gay. You have all this trauma, but guess what? You don't have to do this thing.
You don't have to participate in the what you just described. This is archaic. Whatever. You know. Absolutely. And guess what? People often point to the things that, like, well, I can't. I don't have legal rights to visit my in the hospital. I'm like, okay.
Joke's on you for dating someone who could get sick. I'm never going to die.
Exactly. Mama, you do hospitals?
Hospitals? Oh, no. You smell like hospital.
You smell like hospital.
You smell like hospital. We're going to take another break. And we're back from the hospital.
You smell
like hospital.
Oldie, you smell like hospital.
You got to watch it. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay, what is the...
So this woman,
the best franchise. What's the best location? What's the best season?
It really depends what you want.
I want maximum drama, maximum characters. I want a full range of human emotion.
Are you okay with off the rails alcoholism?
Absolutely. Prefer it.
New York.
New York.
Women 50 plus fighting about who's the drunk. When
full
in reality,
blown alcoholism. They're all the drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just
they drink it in the morning.
Jacked. Yes.
Okay.
Crazy, blackout, tits out, naked at the pool, throwing things. We're talking in public at dinner tables, crying, standing up, screaming, making a scene. It's just really fierce.
Now, are they actresses?
No. Some of them are former actresses. Denise Richards, would be surprised. Yeah.
Lisa Rinna, right?
She's Lisa Rinna was a soap star and like a daytime TV actress. Yeah. Kyle Richards.
Yeah, I don't
know. She was the little girl in Halloween.
Oh, wow.
So she's been in movies before as a child. But there's a lot of them who are performers. Erica Jane went to like a performing arts high school, stuff like that. But it's just, it's wacky Jackie.
Okay. And then
it's really made me think about marriage more.
Yeah. And this is what tier of wealth would you place these women at? And is there
depends
a pecking
on the
order?
City.
Okay. It depends on the city.
Depends on the city because the richest people in.
Some of them seem to be just kind of bourgeois, not very like upper crust.
Yeah. Like the houses the women live in Potomac. The Beverly Hills girls wouldn't be caught dead.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
Beverly Hills, like that's a different level.
Where's
of wealth.
Potomac in New York?
That's DC basically.
Oh, DC. That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So suburbs of DC. Is
so
that
it
black?
Depends. It's like all black cast.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there any location that has a pretty diverse cast? Because I know like Atlanta
they've
is
been
mostly
diversifying
black, right?
It more.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Yes. So like Atlanta's an all black cast. Mm-hmm.
It's NeNe, right? NeNe Leakes?
Formerly, yes.
Formerly.
But now in like Beverly Hills, there is a black cast member, Garcelle.
Okay. Beauvais? Garcelle Beauvais?
Yeah, wasn't she?
She's an actor, right?
She was a judge on All Stars. I didn't watch Housewives at the time. I didn't know who she was.
Garcelle Beauvais. That sounds familiar. I can picture she's very beautiful.
I'm a new viewer, relatively new viewer of Housewives. So
and this has been going on forever. Like you're late to the game, right?
Extremely late. I mean, that's what's crazy is so many of these franchises, like there's so many.
Where do they start?
Where do you begin? If you want to start watching it, you're
I can't even start. Yeah.
Well, you've got too much going with the two kids.
And the,
the kids in the car.
The kids in the car.
The car's been idling outside for 2 hours. Well, you don't have them in the car. They're in an enclosed garage and the car's running.
Yeah.
They'll be fine.
There's the only pipe going back. Yeah.
Did you see Midsommar?
I sure
What about that opening scene with the carbon dioxide death from the car?
It was incredible.
The hose taped to the mouth.
Yeah. and the hose in the into the parents, but yeah,
bitch.
The email,
bitch.
Yeah, I identified with her.
That was wild. So shocking.
It was so shocking. Yeah, it was such a shock. I loved it. I saw it on tour. I couldn't wait. I was like counting the days before it came out. We went to see it on tour.
Do you think that you look like Glenn Close in Hillbilly Elegy?
I don't think I know. I look like Glenn Close. I feel like Amy Adams.
I'm such white trash. I never heard the word elegy. I'm like, yeah, it's a hillbilly named Elegy. Her name's Elegy, and she's a hillbilly, just like Abby, L-N-G. Who lives downtown.
Yeah. Downton Abbey.
Downtown Abbey.
Did you watch that? I heard it got slammed. It got shit reviews.
I didn't watch it. Yeah. I will say there's a program everyone's been watching called Promising Young Woman.
Oh, Mary. Oh, bitch.
And I didn't see it, but it sounds like an incredible name for a stand-up special.
I thought it was, I literally, every time I went to tweet about it, I was like, I love this movie, but I didn't want to make a joke about it because I was going to say, it's not a Trixie Mattel biopic.
I would have called my special that in a heartbeat.
I know.
Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Is it sad?
It's no. It's a revenge. It's a rape revenge movie.
Oh my God.
So you know the premise? The girl pretends to be drunk, goes to a club, gets picked up by a guy who's a potential predator. Right as he's about to finger blast her and she's in a blackout, she comes to and is like, hey, and then ...
Work.
And it builds up to this very huge kind of Because you should watch it. You've got to watch it.
Did you see that other rape revenge movie with the two women and they play cello? It's like world famous cello players.
Was that was there
drugs, hallucinations? Remember?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh well.
Was that with
This is a show we're really in touch with what's going on.
But you got to see Promising Women. It's very polarizing because a lot of people because the stylization of it was very like, cutesy, and also. We're talking about age. A lot of people criticize Carey Mulligan for looking a little too old for the part.
Well, you're in the sequel, Promising Old Woman.
Yeah.
Or yes. I Promise I'm an Old Woman.
Promise of an Old Woman.
That's your version that's coming out, which I'm really excited about it.
It's a necrophilia revenge porn where they think they've been fucking a corpse and ba-bum.
And my show, Hillbilly...
Enema.
Hillbilly Energy. It's Hillbilly Energy. That's my show. It's going to be rave reviews.
Yeah.
Hillbilly Energy and Promised I'm an Old Woman.
Promised I'm an Old Woman. And I will, to indicate intermission at your show, I will be in Glenn Close, just drive my pickup truck into the stage and sell hot dogs.
Sometimes when actresses look so ugly in the trailer, I immediately think they're going for the award.
Oh, 100%. Oscar bait.
I play a beautiful woman every day, and no one will ever give me an award for it.
Shame, because they're hating at home.
Y'all fraudulent. Bitches hating. Y'all bitches fraudulent.
Fraudulent.
We were actually nominated for this pod. I don't think we've mentioned it.
What?
We're nominated for a query for this podcast.
A query.
A query award.
Let me talk to Bob Queerty. Where's the...
I have a query.
I'm very suspicious of any of these words because I want to know who's on the board, who's on the academy. You know what I mean? What's this council of elders that are? Of course, I'm very humbled, but
yes, we were nominated for this pod. The Bald and the Beautiful.
Did we win or lose?
We are nominated for podcast.
Okay,
we are up against sibling rivalry. Ugh, juggernauts.
Oh, there's a million.
Race Chaser.
Oh, then I don't feel bad about losing.
Sloppy Seconds. Savage Love. That's a big one.
That's a huge one.
Les Hangout.
Love that.
Rear View. Keep It.
Another great one.
Icons. Attitudes. Brian and Aaron. Love them.
Oh.
And Psycho Babble.
Oh, yeah. This is... Oh, mama. We're dead in the water.
Dead in the water. You know what, though? It's nice to be nominated for something that there's no way.
Yeah. Who cares? Congratulations. It's an honor.
It's an honor.
It's the hillbilly energy that we need.
Hillbilly energy. Promise I'm an old woman. I'm also nominated. Barbara's nominated for a GLAAD Award for Breakthrough Artist.
You know, the fun thing about those... Well, not now, of course.
Ask me how I felt about the nomination.
How did you feel about that nomination?
GLAAD.
Fraud. You're disgusting. But no, I was at a GLAAD event or once with Bianca.
It was a sad event.
A sad
seasonal affective disorder.
I was sad at a GLAAD event with Bianca. And then I got to meet Cynthia Nixon. That was cool. Like stuff like that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, the guy from Pose, Billy Porter, like famous gay people that they trot out for clout is,
Well, what's even better is they'll trot out a straight ally, a famous straight ally to come tell the story of, like, in sixth grade, I had a gay best friend.
Sure.
And then they get an award.
Absolutely. And they deserve it.
At gay events, I think giving words to straight people is really important.
It's really brave.
Yes.
It's really brave. Yeah. When did you choose to be gay?
Well, jury's still out. I was just so gay. I mean, I remember being in kindergarten.
I've been gay.
And I don't want to say that I'm gross. And I know that some things happened to me younger that maybe made me think about sex too early. But I remember being like first grade and being like, I would fuck so many of the dudes here. Like, I remember being in first grade being like, that boy is hot. I would suck the dick right off him.
Should have been born in France.
I should have been.
These nuts are fabulous.
Yeah, we are enjoying some lovely, what do we got here? Ruby Royale nuts from Squirrel Brand. Latrice sent me these and they're delicious.
Lovely. This is a dessert medley.
Yeah.
Let's get clear. This is not just a nut. We've got nuts in there. We also got chocolate covered raisins.
And I don't normally get into pistachios, but these are good. Neither.
Yeah. All together, the mix is better than the whatever.
Latrice was on QVC selling nuts.
Really?
Latrice on close up of nuts and then an inset of Latrice giving in her deep baritone voice a flavor profile of the nuts in the can.
That's how
I knew 2021 would be better.
I know. That's a good sign.
Latrice selling nuts on the TV.
That's a really good sign.
She said, "Move over, RuPaul at Mally Beauty."
Did she say, "Get those nuts into my face" at any point?
No, she was just like, "It's her being like, these nuts are quality." Yeah. I don't know why that was her voice. I can't explain that. But you know, my accents are so good.
I know they're so. It's uncanny.
You guys are
uncanny.
Do you know?
Was that you or Latrice? God, it's so hard to know.
Do you know about this? Hold on.
Okay.
I just Googled golfer faggot. Okay. Hold on. Get into this. Golfer Justin Thomas says gay slur in anger after missing a short putt.
Does he say faggot?
Yes.
What does he say?
So Justin Thomas is expressing regret because there's a homophobic slur that he said in anger after missing a putt.
Okay.
So, you know, those greens have, you know, so it's kind of fierce. No, but there's microphones all around and he's golfing. But if somebody's golfing and they miss it and they say faggot as an instinct, it means they say it a lot.
Of course.
I don't want to say that it's not a slur. It makes me laugh.
I think it's funny. I'm not offended. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this earlier.
The idea of a professional golfer in these fucking white pants, these like chinos.
It's funny. I would say fuck my ass. That's my reflex. Yeah. Fuck my ass.
What's the equivalent of that? Gay people golfing and going like, breeder.
There is no equivalent. It's just obscenity.
Yeah.
It's not a question of like a slur. It's just appropriate or inappropriate, not to any particular person. It's not like somebody's going to say
that. Yeah, it's unfortunate because he's getting pretty canceled. I learned about this on another podcast. Yeah. He's getting pretty canceled. And it's a punishable offense. However, like...
What do you think an adequate punishment is for that?
Well, the challenge is, does saying faggot once mean someone's a confirmed homophobe? I don't know. So I don't think he should go to gay jail.
What does that even mean?
Well, have you seen the prison show Oz? Yeah. That's gay jail, honey. Stick a spoon up my ass. Oh, they put a spoon in the ass.
I remember very vividly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring that up because I just thought it was funny. I just keep thinking of it around the house and I keep going, faggot. And I just think it's so funny. I know that's awful, but it's just funny.
No, I mean, it is awful. It points to something awful.
I hope if he's listening to this, he doesn't take it as like, keep doing it. We love the bit.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's we're not interested in that. But I'm certainly not offended by it.
But if you told me a pro golfer was going to say faggot after missing a putt.
It is funny.
It's funny.
But why faggot? I mean, it's like you're a fat.
Was
like,
the ball pink or something?
Right,
you know.
Right.
Anyway,
well,
the takeaways are: fuck old people.
Yeah.
Don't say faggot on the golf course.
And don't fuck them kids.
And don't fuck them kids.
And eat the nuts.
And eat the
Ruby
nuts.
Ruby Royale.
I'm just gonna give an unsolicited plug. Treat yourself to these delicious nuts, Ruby Royale. Give Latrice Royale the coin, honey.
Yeah. And that's it from
the Cointina. The Cointina.
And that's all the hillbilly energy we have from a promising old woman.
Goodbye. Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.